So the old adage is that home's where the heart is, but, well, not every Australian this holiday season is lucky enough to be right here at home in God's own country. Some are busy travelling, exploring, working in various parts of the world. I say lucky them. Now, throughout our time together here on Summer Breakfast, we'll be dropping in to these Australians making home elsewhere and asking them, where are you now? This morning, I'm joined by Megan Flamer. Now, Megan's a journalist, a yoga and meditation teacher, and she, well, I'll let her tell you where she is. Megan, where are you?
I'm in San Francisco.
Yay!
It's pretty great. Although I'm not super enjoying the weather here at the moment, I have to admit. I don't know if you've seen on the news lately, they tend to talk about these crazy wild weather patterns that move through the US. And while they're getting a lot of snow elsewhere, it means that in California we get a lot of rain.
Oh dear.
San Francisco has been in drought, but most of California has been in drought for quite some time. So there's a bit of flooding, and I've had some very wet shoes over the last week or so. It's not ideal.
Megan, I think that qualifies as a first world problem.
It absolutely is. I'm just used to summer, Christmas. I always make a point of coming back to my hometown of Perth. I'm actually usually doing the sounds of summer around this time, like you guys are. So I'm used to beach and sun and lots of beautiful weather. So it's just a little strange at this time of year.
In the cold and the misery, but never mind. How did you fetch up in San Fran?
I should tell you first as well, that's the one thing that everybody has been paying me out on here. Apparently San Fran is a big no-go. You're not allowed to say it. You have to either say the city, if you're here, or San Francisco, or you can say SF, which I think is very unfair as an Australian. San Fran is perfectly fine, but I'm just letting you know.
Okay, I consider myself forewarned. Thank you.
Well, I have been living and working around Australia and Asia for the past 5 years, teaching yoga and meditation and also working as a journalist. And a CEO from a San Francisco company came to one of my yoga retreats in Thailand
early last year.
Yeah, as you do. And he invited me to come out here earlier this year to teach the same yoga retreat for his company. And that all went rather well, and they work in team building and communication for big corporations. They go out and talk to people about how to better communicate in their offices and how to, you know, be more mindful and connect with each other on a deeper level, and that's a big part of what I do, as well as the communication side, because I come from the yoga and the journalism side. So they've brought me over again a few months ago to work on a project developing that. So we're working on mindfulness and awareness projects and games that people can run in corporate offices.
Yoga and journalism don't seem to be naturally occurring bedfellows.
Well, I started in yoga because the journalism jobs were rather stressful and fast-paced, and the yoga was a good way to try and slow things down and find a bit of equilibrium in my life, I guess. But the combination, this is the first job that I've really had where they have combined in this way. But they actually go pretty well together in that the communication side for me, for this project in particular, you know, how to communicate well and clearly and also be very careful about how what you say lands with another person or how you listen to somebody. We're designing games and writing missions for people to do that are aligned with, you know, with better communication, with better listening and speaking. So it's working pretty well so far.
Which they can do holding one leg behind their shoulder and breathing in a strange manner.
Well, you know, that's the advanced course. We haven't quite got to that yet.
Your blog is called Shiny, Happy, Healthy.
Yeah.
Tell us about that combination actually, of ideas.
Yeah. Well, you know, that was actually kind of an old idea back when I was a baby journalist and feeling kind of stressed And I was talking to a friend of mine who's actually, he worked as my coach for a while, and he just said to me, you know, stop trying to focus on the tiny things that are stressing you out or making you upset. Try and focus on the big picture. How is it that you want to feel every day when you wake up out of bed? And I'm saying things like, you know, I guess I just want to be happy and healthy. And he said, yeah, but there's got to be something else there. Like, what is your particular flavour? And as I've already said, I'm quite the fan of sunshine. And so the word shiny just really jumped out for me as how I want to be in the world and how I want to feel as I'm walking through my life. And yeah. Then I kind of built my whole business on it. So,
Is San Francisco a good place to be shiny, happy and healthy?
I think so. There are a lot of hippies here. A lot of my
still.
Friends.
Still?
Yeah. I mean, more so on the Berkeley side, which is the East Bay.
Yep.
And I live in the city, in actual San Francisco. But there is a quite a forward-thinking population here, which is quite interesting. And it's forward-thinking in a way that I don't expect. You know, you'll be at dinner with a bunch of people and they are talking about political events and environmental events, you know, all of the racism topics are big on the agenda here at the moment after Ferguson and the Eric Garner situation. And so people seem to be very well informed here and very interested in voicing their opinions loudly, which I kind of appreciate, having worked in newsrooms for a long time. It's nice to be able to engage with people on that level. Even just people sitting next to you in a bar will be happy to strike up those kinds of conversations.
Is it a bit of sort of East Coast America with a West Coast climate?
No, I think it's quite California from what I know. I've only been to New York once, and I have spent a reasonable amount of time in California generally. It does get colder here, and it is a little more conservative in that, you know, we have Silicon Valley just to the south,
yep.
And there is a lot of big business around here. But people still love wearing their thongs, and as soon as the sun is out, you know, everyone rides bikes here, and there's definitely a bit of a Cali vibe going on. It's pretty laid back.
And your favourite San Francisco thing to do is what, Megan?
Ooh. Do you know, there are a lot of really fabulous restaurants in San Francisco. There's some really, really good eating to be had around here. And I'm a big fan of Mexican food. Mm. I feel like Mexican food to California is kind of how Thai food is to Australia. You know, you can just get amazing Asian and Thai food in Australia. And California has amazing Mexican food, and I've just fallen in love with it. I don't think I've ever eaten so many avocados in my life.
That's probably where the shiny bit comes from, in the happy and healthy.
Yeah, exactly, my forehead, from all of the saturated fat I'm eating.
Megan, thank you. Megan Flavor, joining you there. Journalist, yoga, meditation teacher in San Francisco. As a mindfulness consultant, which seems to me to be a superb state of affairs, Megan, thanks for joining us.
You're very welcome.
And Megan's blog, should you wish to catch up with that, is called Shiny Happy Healthy, shinyhappyhealthy.com, to give it its full title and address. Where are you now? Well, we'll track somebody else down later in the week here on RN Summer Breakfast.